And the whites said, no, we're not going to hand over because these blacks who are going to run, they're a bunch of communists. They don't know how to run a government. They anyway want to turn this into a Soviet state. We're not interested in that. And so what eventually built up was tension. And eventually a guy called Ian Smith became the prime minister of Rhodesia. And he basically rebelled against Britain. It was one of the few rebellions against Britain by whites in modern times, the other one being the American Rebellion, and I think the Irish also rebelled against the British in 1916. But 1965 was actually a full-on rebellion of the whites. The whites who had been the most loyal whites in the British Empire said to the British government, no ways are we going to hand it over to this bunch of idiots and fools. We're not interested in this. We're going to go it alone. And I was in South Africa. The Rhodesian community stuck together and we exchanged information, and there were certain newsletters and things that moved among the Rhodesians. And it was actually run by some of the former military officers. And I came across a very fascinating story told by Ian Smith, and I later even had a chance to verify it personally with him. There was a time when I even interviewed him on a radio station once. Wow. The story is the following. In the mid-1980s, Ian Smith was still living in Zimbabwe, and one day he was chatting to one of the blacks in Mugabe's government, communist government. And he said to the black guy, he said to him, why did you guys, you know, what was it that converted you people to communism? You know, how was it that you came to like this idea of communism? So now a thing you must remember is that when these blacks were fighting the whites, the Russians were coming in, they were picking up the blacks. They were taking the blacks to Libya, to Tanzania, to China, to Cuba, to Russia, to Eastern Europe. These blacks were traveling around and doing military training and going on various political and military courses all over the show. So anyway, so this black government minister says to Ian Smith, he says, the Russians took us to Cuba and they showed us communism there and we weren't impressed. Then the Russians took us to Russia and they showed us communism there and we weren't impressed. And then one day the Russians said the following to us. They said to us, with this system, you can remain in power forever. And that was when we converted to communism. Mm-hmm.